Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Denver Bronco Nick Ferguson and 104.3TheFan.com Cecil Lanning.
All right, the Denver Broncos trade for Titans defensive tackle Jarrell Casey. So is this a great deal? Is this an okay deal? What kind of deal? What kind of player are the Broncos getting with Jarrell Casey? We go to the VIP line. Teron Davenport from ESPN Titans reporter joins the show. Good friend of the program. Teron, welcome to the program. Thank you very much for joining the show.
Hey, what's going on? I appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, man, always good to talk football with you. And you tweeted today about Jarrell Casey, how some out there will say he's washed up and inconsistent, but you say no. What kind of player are the Broncos getting with Jarrell Casey?
Yeah, Jarrell Casey is an extremely disruptive player. He's not going to fill up a box score, although he did have 2.5 sacks in the playoffs, including 2 against the Ravens, and one of them was a sack strip. He's one of those guys that, especially if you put him in Vic Fangio's scheme and you pair him up with Chubb, the astronaut, and you know, Von Miller, like that's going to be really good for the Broncos, because I don't care what the deal with Von Miller is. He's always going to attract the double team just because of how potent he is coming off the edge. So when you have a guy on the interior that could collapse the pocket and dominate versus one-on-ones, which he is very capable of doing, that really just helps the pass rush overall. And then he's a guy that, even though he's 6'1", 300, you could have him stand up on the edge, and rush the passer that way. So there's a lot that he brings to the table, not to mention what he does against the run.
Teron, that's what you said, a mouthful there, and that's a lot to be desired. Guy who can push the pocket from inside, and being a big guy, you really feel that he can, you know, rush the outside passing lanes and be disruptive for a guy his size?
Hey, listen, I'm just going to tell you this, my man. Watch the tape. It shows. You know, that's the bottom line. The eye in the sky, it doesn't lie, and it showed me a lot. They used him frequently on third downs as a stand-up edge rusher. And, again, like, yeah, 6'1", 300 pounds, you wouldn't think. And watch, when you see him, you're going to be very surprised that he's a disruptive player, because you look at him, you say, he doesn't look like a football player. You know what I mean? But that dude is a baller. He still has a lot left in the tank. And it's a great deal for the Broncos, and it's just a matter that they needed to dump some salary cap, and I think there's a bigger move in place that the Titans are looking to make.
Teron Davenport, Titans reporter from ESPN, joining the program. And Teron, what could that move be? Because I saw this deal, and I saw your tweets about it, and I was like, well, is this money just for Derrick Henry? Could it be something else for the Titans? What could they be, you know, doing that salary dump for?
Well, I think they're working to get a deal done with Henry, but you have all the way up until July 15th.
Right.
You know, I think that's something that they place the tag on him, and they'll just let that situation work its process. But I really, they're interested in Clowney. I just don't know that it's at $20 million a year, which is what Clowney's looking for. And there are just so many, there's ties, right? You got Anthony Midgett, who came from the Texans as a DB coach. Obviously, Mike Vrabel, he was the DC one. Clowney was wrecking things down. Like, it's just a match. And I think that really is something that, you know, will come to the forefront eventually. It's just that they need that market to just kind of reset itself, because $20 million is just not where it's at for Clowney right now.
Teron, I know we were just talking about Jarrell Casey and how much of a space he can be. But the most important thing for me, because there was a drop-off in leadership in the Broncos locker room last year. I mean, how can Casey come in and bring some of that veteran leadership in that locker room that has been missing for a couple of years?
Casey is not going to have to talk a lot. He's going to come in, and the tempo and intensity that he brings in the locker room as well as on the field is going to speak for itself. And then as he begins to settle in, the vocal part of it will come out. Jarrell Casey, I'll put it to you like this, right? I told another guy out there, because he asked me about that. And like I told him, I'll tell you, you guys are very familiar with Weston Woodyard, right? And,
yes, sir.
You know, Woodyard's going to be an unrestricted free agent. But for the last 5 years, there were two guys that led the Titans onto the football field. You know who those guys are? Weston Woodyard and Jarrell Casey. The leadership side of things, it's not going to be an issue whatsoever. Jarrell Casey is one of those guys. He's a pro's pro. Coaches will love him. His D-line coach here, Terrell Williams, loved and raved about him. And it's not going to be an issue. He goes hard in practice. He's one of those guys that, you know, as reporters, you're going to feel like he's going to raise your intensity just talking to him. That's what happened with me all the time. And he's definitely a legitimate leader on the field. And then off the field, he does a lot as well. You know, he's really big on fighting recidivism as far as within the prison system. He has programs and things in place back in Los Angeles, you know, where he came from. He's a guy that ultimate family man. He just had another son. His first son, Lil Bubba, is you know, his pride and joy. He always perks up when you talk to him about, you know, his son, and he's devoted to his wife. The dude's a family man. There's nothing really to keep him from being a leader. And he's an established veteran. He is a five-time Pro Bowl. So he can come in there and, you know, they'll know what's up right away.
Fantastic.
I like it.
Fantastic
and
information.
Know what's up right away.
From my man, Teron Davenport. You can follow him on Twitter at TDavenport_NFL and just, well, turn on ESPN and you'll see TD out there doing his thing. Teron, appreciate you, man. Every time I get to see you or talk football with you, I certainly enjoy it. So thank you again for joining the show. We appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you down the road. Got Denver on the schedule, away game next year, so I'll be out there again.
Okay, we'll see you in the Mile High City. There he goes. He is Teron Davenport from ESPN on the VIP line. Again, on Twitter, at TDavenport_NFL. One of the best out there when you talk about, you know, reporter and analyst, because there's a difference. And I've tried to break that down for people, Nick, but you know this. There's guys who are analysts.
Yes.
There's guys who are reporters. The reporters report things, which is great. We need that. The analysts are the guys that know football. TD is an analyst.
He's a combination of both.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And, dude, I'm getting chills. What he told me. What he told you. What he told our audience right here on The Fan, that Jarrell Casey is going to be that guy.
Listen, man, I'm excited about it, right? At first, at the beginning of the day, when I heard the news, I was kind of on the fence. Because I felt as though the Broncos missed out on two of the guys who I felt as though they could have gone out and grabbed and would have fit well with what Coach Fangio wants to do. But after talking to Teron, I mean, he's kind of changed me a little. I just have to see things play out on the field.
Okay.
But the biggest thing is having the ability to come in here, and that being Jarrell Casey, as a leader, to snap some guys by the collar and say, listen, this is how we play championship football. And I can't believe I'm saying that from a guy who didn't play with the Denver Broncos coming into a championship organization, but it hasn't really been that way around here for a while. So it's going to be great to see his leadership play out.
The thing about him and Wesley being one of the two guys to lead the team on the field,
yeah,
the last few years, that may seem like, oh, that's not a big deal, whatever. That's pretty important to me. You know, that guy, the lead, right out there carrying the flag,
yeah,
leading everybody, the guy that you can follow, family man. I mean, you know.
Can I
I don't want to put a grade on it, but John Elway, you know, crushed this thing, man.
Oh.
John Elway crushed this thing.
What has changed? Because at first, it didn't seem as though you were on board with the whole idea of crushing
it. I'm all depressed about Chris Harris Jr. leaving.
And now, all of a sudden,
until today, Kyler Berry's so mad at me, he won't even talk to me. I am off target. Look at him shake his head. I am off my game today. And then I talked to TD. And then he says Jarrell Casey.
And that changed everything.
He's the man.
So from now on, when you are unfed, you're uptight, you're sleep deprived.
I'm not uptight.
Kyle is upset with you. We just need to get Teron on the phone. That's what we're doing now?
Talk some football with my man TD.
Wow. I'm glad I know that. After this, I need to get his number so to make sure if I start experiencing anything with you, I'll call him to kind of brighten up your day.
Yes. Well, I mean, seriously, you're free agency has been such a disappointment so far.
Is this a big enough splash for you? Because yesterday you were saying, well, you need a big splash. Is this a big enough splash for you?
It's larger than I thought it would be. You know? It's larger than I thought it would be. But what do you think about the splash? And is it enough? Is there more for the Denver Broncos? Or is this it? If this was the biggest move the Broncos made in this new league year, which begins today, is that enough? Or do you need more? We'll discuss next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.